You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast, episode 151.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Welcome to another Fast Friday podcast episode today. I'm so excited you are here with me. And on February 1st, I can't believe I forgot to announce this officially on the podcast. I had celebrated 1 year of podcasting. So obviously I had to celebrate, and I have to just take a second to thank you so much for listening over the past year, for sharing episodes, for reaching out to guests I've had on the podcast, and for just really becoming such an important part of my community. I couldn't have guessed that things would have worked out this way a year ago, so it has been a crazy ride. I have had so much support from friends, from bloggers, from food companies, and from listeners. So it has been absolutely amazing. And something that I've really, really been working on that I want to pass on to you is I've really been working on my email list. And I've been doing this a couple of ways. The whole month I have been sharing with you different ways to use email marketing. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. And the last thing I just want to finish up with on this series before we move on to something else next week is I just really want to get across the point to you that, one, you really have to lose that fear of unsubscribers. Since I have been going through my email list, I've kind of been cleaning my email list out. And when I say kind of, I mean I have been. I've been going through and sending more emails than usual and just saying, what do you want to hear about? And sending those emails to people so they're getting what they want to hear about. I really want to be useful and of value to people. So if you don't want to be on my email list, I don't take it personally. Maybe you want to unsubscribe right now because you're not working on the things that I'm talking about. I am all about forgetting about page views and concentrating more on engagement and figuring out that perfect audience. Who is that perfect audience for you? How are you going to help them? And how are you going to go out and get more of those people? That is key. And really treating your audience like people. There's a person sitting behind the computer, just like there is a person. You're the person sitting on your phone or whatever you're doing, driving to work or doing laundry or going for a run, listening to this podcast. And I never forget that. Whether there's 5 people that listen to this episode or 5,000, I am grateful for every single one of you. And I want to treat you like that. And that's exactly how you should treat your email list. So what I want you to do is I really want you to try and deliver content that your people want to hear. You have to try as best as you can and segment your list. I'm trying a completely new method that I am going over in my Blogger to Business support group if you want to come and join us there. And just figuring out, what do you want to hear from? What are you struggling with? And how can I solve your problems? And it's so much more than just selling a program or making a sale. It's really about finding people that you love serving and figuring out how to help them. Because obviously, I said it already, there's a real human being behind the computer. There's someone who is reading what you have to say. And you have to make sure that you jive, that you can support each other, that you figure out how you can help that person. So there's no like technical advice here today. I just want to help you figure out that treat people like people. They're not just another number on your email subscriber list, and figure out how to help them. I know sometimes I feel like I just say the same things over and over again, but I really, really feel like if you can figure out how to help your audience and you can create a product to help your audience instead of finding an audience for your product, you're going to have so much more success. So this episode is really short today. I just want to say, figure out who your perfect person is and deliver them the content that they want. it doesn't have to be that hard. You just have to know how to do it. So if you want to come join the Blogger to Business support group, it is a really low cost investment. And I go through and I help you guys. I help the group every single day. So I would love to have you. If you do want more information on that, you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/blogger. But if you are ready to do this on your own, then go ahead, figure out who that perfect person is and how you can help them, and then deliver them that content, whether it's through emails or whether it's through your blog or Instagram or some other type of platform. So go out, find that right people, and figure out how to help them. So short and sweet today, guys. I hope you have a great rest of the day. And come tell me in the Facebook group, NicoleCulverBlog.com/community. Tell me how you are changing up your emails. Talk to you soon.
This has been Blissful Bites, a Food Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks for listening.